From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Florida just finished the first year of one of the biggest experiments in U.S. education. Every grade in every public school used new math and language arts standards, which outline what students should know each year. The goal is high school graduates who are ready for college-level classes or the full-time workforce. The new standards are in place now in 42 states. Most places call them Common Core, but here, they're the Florida standards. WLRN State Impact Florida reporter John O'Connor spoke with students, parents, teachers, and state leaders as the first year of the experiment wrapped up.
Thank you. All right, so this is what you guys are going to do in your teams.
You can see how Florida's new standards are influencing math lessons in Yali Esperanza Salazar's fifth grade classroom at Miami's Francis S. Tucker Elementary. There's the emphasis on working in smaller groups, in this case, to add up how many cakes, chocolate bars, and other treats were eaten. Salazar also asks her students to dissect and critique the work of other students. She wants them to figure out what they got right and wrong, and why.
Then what they did is that they found the total amount of cake eaten. So guess what they did? How many people ate a 1/8?
Three.
You see what they did in here?
Yes.
Joaquin, are you paying attention?
Okay. This is the idealized version of the Common Core classroom. The teacher turning students loose on a lesson, everyone working together on multiple solutions, and students teaching each other. But the reality is messier. Palm Beach County Middle School math teacher Vince Rogers says he spent his first year of Common Core teaching things like box and whisker plots and interquartile range.
The reality is most people will never use that in their real life.
Rogers says those concepts are just too hard. Common Core is supposed to be more of a challenge. Fewer students are expected to meet goals on state tests. Students will have to be able to explain and defend their work. But the creators of Common Core, groups like the National Governors Association with help from teachers and educators across the country, say the standards are better because they're more streamlined. Before, many states kept piling on concepts so teachers had to rush through lessons to get everything covered. But Rogers says with Florida's new standards, there's just no time to really stick with anything.
You know, the reality is, I'm going to tell you, I teach a new thing every day, and it's sad, but we almost have to expect the kids to get it.
Kathy Pham has heard those complaints from math teachers. She's a teacher in Miami-Dade County who helps train teachers in the language arts standards. While Common Core prescribes standards, Pham says it gives more freedom to teachers in the classroom by allowing for less scripted lessons.
It does absolutely give them more flexibility, and it encourages teachers to do fewer, again, in language arts anyway, fewer pieces of text, but in much more depth.
Big changes in the classroom take some time to get used to, she says, but Pham calls the new standards an improvement.
I think teachers are doing the best that they can, incorporating it. And I know a lot of teachers have said to me, well, we'll be a lot better next year.
This has been not necessarily a smooth transition.
Alberto Carvalho is superintendent of Miami-Dade Schools, the nation's fourth largest district. Carvalho says the state could have provided more training to make sure teachers were ready for the new standards. The new online test was a mess, and he says many school districts were confused at first about what the standards required.
I think there was some false starts with the implementation of the Common Core. But I think across the state of Florida, there is an embracing of the need for higher level standards.
It was very successful in some areas and a complete disaster in other areas.
The complete disaster was the trouble students had logging into the state's new test, says Senate Education Chairman John Legg, who also runs a Pasco County charter school. He calls that unacceptable. And the ultimate judges? What do students think of all these changes? Miami fifth grader Natasha Benzedon is not a fan of the way Common Core has changed her math lessons.
Now they're teaching you with models that I really don't understand the lesson.
That means to solve a problem, you draw number lines or multiply using a matrix instead of the traditional method for solving a problem, carrying ones, tens, hundreds longhand.
Yeah, and that's why when I come home, I ask for my mom's method.
Fellow Miami fifth grader Owen Robson says text evidence was a big deal in his classes. That's when students have to support their ideas in writing with facts from what they're reading. That's an emphasis of Common Core. But if Common Core is supposed to be more of a challenge...
It was about the same. There were about the same questions.
He was nervous taking the exam, and he's still waiting on his score. But he says he and many of his friends finished the math and language arts exams with plenty of time to spare. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
You can hear State Impact Florida stories every Monday on WLRN. For much more about Common Core, check out the State Impact Florida website. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.